Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Love, Sex, and Other Foreign Policy Goals by Jesse Armstrong. Read by Chris Addison.
Chapter 1. I was in London, and I think every other person in the room was posh. So posh, in fact, they never used the word. Posh, I clocked quickly because I'm a fast study, is a little too close to the knuckle. Posh, it turns out, is actually rather common. Grand and smart are the words the posh use to describe houses and people and parties that are very posh. And if at those parties the posh ever meet an outsider who questions even obliquely the distribution of wealth and privilege from which the non-posh are excluded, they get ever so gently nailed forever as chippy. And that's a killer cobweb from which there is really no escape. Never be chippy around the posh. I got that fast too. So, I was in a posh house in West London, and I could feel every single point at which my clothing was touching my body, and I couldn't imagine what in the whole wide fucking world I could possibly say to anyone. We were all there in a sitting room up on the first floor, which struck me as a very sophisticated floor for a sitting room. It suggested that anything really could go anywhere, and only the anxious bourgeoisie would feel required to have their sitting around rooms at ground level. The rough cotton of my shirt collar was chafing particularly. Taking a look in the large mirror over the mantelpiece, yes, I thought, for this encounter with Penny's family and close friends, for the great announcement, I had ended up choosing the sort of outfit a mother might pick for her 7-year-old to wear to a friend's wedding. M&S chino trousers, a shirt checked with brown and red stripes that its manufacturers presumably...